From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ira Melman. The U.S. defense chief says sanctions against Russia are tied to Russia's Ukraine policy. U.S. Defense Secretary Jim Mattis said today during a visit to Ukraine that Russia is seeking to redraw international borders by force and that U.S. sanctions against Russia will remain in place until the government in Moscow changes its behavior. Mattis spoke alongside Ukrainian President Petro Poroshenko after a meeting with him and other leaders in Kiev. The Pentagon chief reiterated U.S. support for Ukraine and said it does not accept Russia's 2014 annexation of Crimea. He also said Russia has not lived up to its commitments in the Minsk Agreement to resolve the conflict in eastern Ukraine, as well as other deals the country has endorsed.
Have no doubt the United States also stands with Ukraine in all things. We support you in the face of threats to sovereignty and territorial integrity and to international law and the international order writ large. We do not and we will not accept Russia's seizure of the Crimea. And despite Russia's denials, we know they are seeking to redraw international borders by force, undermining the sovereign and free nations of Europe.
Mattis added that the U.S. remains committed to finding a diplomatic resolution to the situation in Ukraine. Now, various news agencies quote police as saying two people were hurt in a blast in central Kiev Thursday as Ukraine was celebrating Independence Day, indicating that it was caused by an unknown object. So far, no connection has been drawn between the visitation of the U.S. Defense Secretary to Kiev. This is VOA News. The White House is expected to soon give the Pentagon guidance on implementing President Donald Trump's order to ban transgender people to serve in the military. The policy would give the Pentagon the ability to expel military members based on a standard of whether they could be deployed to war zones or take part in other missions. It would also deny admittance to new transgender people who want to join the military and would end spending for medical treatment regimens for current transgender service members. Trump, in his tweets, based his decision on what he said were the tremendous medical cost and disruption that transgender in the military would entail. The decision was welcomed by some in his conservative base, but also faced a large backlash from lawmakers and rights advocates. White House envoy Jared Kushner has begun a round of talks in Israel with Israeli and Palestinian leaders as he resumes efforts to restart peace talks. Kushner, who is President Trump's son-in-law, arrived at Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's office in Jerusalem Thursday afternoon.
The president is very committed to achieving a solution here that will be able to bring prosperity and peace to all people in this area. And we really appreciate the commitment of the prime minister and his team to engaging very thoughtfully and respectfully in the way that the president has asked them to do so.
Kushner was then to head to the West Bank city of Ramallah to see the Palestinian president, Mahmoud Abbas. The U.S. Navy has suspended search and rescue efforts for sailors missing after the USS John S. McCain crashed with a merchant vessel last week, identifying one deceased and nine missing soldiers on Thursday. A message from the U.S. 7th Fleet on its website said after more than 80 hours of multinational search efforts, the U.S. Navy suspended search and rescue efforts for missing USS John S. McCain sailors in an approximately 2,100-square-mile area east of the Straits of Malacca and Singapore. U.S. investigators have been trying to determine what led to the collision with a Liberian tanker ship near the Strait of Malacca. Navy photos show a gaping hole below the waterline on the destroyer's port side, some sleeping areas and communication rooms flooded as a result. Angola's ruling party said today it had won a majority in the country's election with 5 million votes counted so far, opening the way for the defense minister to succeed President José Eduardo dos Santos after his 38-year rule. The MPLA party concluded it had won Wednesday's election after reviewing data relayed by its delegates from polling stations nationwide. More on our website at voanews.com. I'm Ira Melman.
That's the latest world news from VOA.